This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kirk Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. This is episode number 85 on January 14th of 2008. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me is Johnny, the crack technical staff, the crack audio staff, the crack marketing staff, the crack everything staff here at RedHotMama.com. Hi, Johnny. How you doing?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Welcome to 2008. It's our first show of the new year.
It took a while.
Slacking off just a little bit. But, you know, it's only the 14th.
Oh, yeah, we missed one last week, but, you know. It happens.
That's all.
And really, it seemed like a lot had happened, but I don't think so. When I was going over to make up our little itinerary, it's like, well, that's about a show.
Yeah.
Like, and it's been, what, 2-3 weeks?
Well, and, you know, at this time last week, there wasn't a whole lot to say.
No. So, where would you like to begin? Which team?
I don't know. You gotta start at the top?
We could do it in alphabetical order.
Let's do it in alphabetical order, because I see that our first story is about Brandon Bakke signing with the Astros. And, of course, Brandon Bakke is one of the players on our hottest MLC baller.
Isn't that convenient?
It is convenient how that works out. Yeah. I'm very glad he re-upped. Otherwise, you know.
Well, he was going to be with the Astros. He was arbitration eligible.
And he's going to lose his round, too. I mean, unfortunate luck of the draw. He came up against Brandon Phillips, one of the favorites at RedHotMama.com, so he really didn't have a chance.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's still time,
right.
Isn't there?
He's just all right. You know, the Astros, not a good-looking team by and large.
It's all the steroids.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what that does.
But he signed with them,
Yeah, to avoid arbitration, the note says here.
Yes, that was their first player who's arbitration eligible that they've signed. I haven't heard a whole lot of signings like that from teams yet, but I believe the deadline is at the end of January.
Oh, my. Time to get it going.
So, yeah, we'll start hearing movement on that shortly.
What else is going on in Astros land? I saw that the Astros are debating whether to give a mini-camp invitation to Clemens.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's the other big news, and it's like...
Oh, the guy won't shut up.
Gently, tangentially related to the Astros.
Yeah.
But, man, has there been just Roger Clemens everywhere.
I know it, man. The dude will not shut up.
He is showing up on 60 Minutes. He's recording phone conversations. He's putting up videos on the YouTube. Suddenly, he's like totally media savvy to defend his chances of getting into the Hall of Fame, which is all this is all about, I think.
You think so?
I think so. Well, I think he is terrified that...
Hall of Fame? What about his chances of not going to jail? Because I think
that's secondary. I mean,
you think so? Well, what's jail?
For the charge, you know, he'll be able to get enough of a lawyer. There's only circumstantial evidence.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you are Roger Clemens and you are found in contempt of court and you do go to jail. What is that situation like? I mean, is this federal pound me in the ass prison or is this like a white-collar resort?
If he is found guilty of having injections in the buttocks.
Turnabout is fair play.
He's turn going the to, other cheek.
He's going to get more injections in the buttocks. Yikes.
Yes, prison rape, that's hilarious. Comedy gold, isn't it?
It's comedy gold. Yeah.
But I think his motivation is to get in the Hall of Fame. He's seen what's happened to McGuire.
Yeah.
Who, again, in the recently released Hall of Fame votes, got practically nothing. And that's what it seems like most of the old fogey baseball writers are doing. It's like anyone just... at all close to steroids, they're like just ignoring.
I'm big fat cheaters. Let me ask you about
like
football.
That we were talking kept about people out of the Hall of Fame before.
We were talking about what are you saying? The Black Sox are all in the Hall of Fame? I don't think so. Big fat cheaters, not big fat assholes.
That's gambling. That's not actually cheating to win games.
That's cheating. It's still cheating.
I know, but it's like cheating to make more money, which you can argue steroids is that too.
It's true. Well, let me ask you this. We were talking about steroids in the football culture and how it's like steroids is this whole big, huge thing in baseball. And
right.
It's like you don't hear about it in football. And, of course, it's football season and the Colts just got their asses handed to them. Except they didn't.
Well,
you know, it wasn't anything so dramatic. It was their pathetic choking at the like they always do. But that's neither here nor there. What I'm wondering about is, you know, that seems like it's a sport where people would really benefit quite a bit more from steroids, and you don't hear the big steroids things in football. Or maybe I just don't because I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
But I don't see Congress getting involved. I mean,
well, they don't have any authority. They can't do anything about football.
Is that right?
Because there's no, what is it, the exemption that mm-hmm. baseball has does not exist for football, which is why every now and then you'll see the WWF start a football league.
Right. Yeah, it's my opinion that baseball would be better off yes. if they didn't have the monopoly exemption.
I would be vastly entertained by a WWF baseball league.
Oh, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Well, see-
oh, my God. Or, better yet, American Gladiators
oh.
baseball. So we've been watching the American Gladiators at our house. Shout out to
Abe,
my brother. If
he's
out there.
The first
week. He's always been a big, big American Gladiators fan. And so, of course, we had to watch it at least the first week. Just thinking about him. And I tell you what, it's just exactly like it always was, isn't it?
It sure is. Except with better cameras and more expensive sets, because this is a network show now. Mm-hmm. Used to, I think it was just syndication. Just...
I think that they got better gladiator names for the women.
I don't know. Really remember the previous.
I don't really remember names. Them either, but I think like Ice was one of them.
Ice?
Yeah, and it was just like they were sort of lame in the same way that WNBA team names are lame. Where it's just like, oh, you couldn't come up with anything better than that.
Or like they're
Spark, really?
Such a 90s name or something.
Yeah.
Like, or kind of a random noun thing.
Though now, this version, they've got the one male gladiator name.
Who's absolutely insane.
Oh, yes. What's his name?
Wolf.
Well, he's kind of nutty.
Every opportunity to howl.
Yeah.
I think the best moment that we saw, actually, you might not have been in the room for it, but it was on the gauntlet, the run. They had a guy, the contestant was in the original Gladiators at one point, and
yeah.
he came back
yeah, he,
14
he's
years
like,
later.
Yeah, he's like 40 now or something.
Yeah, and he like, and the, is running the gauntlet and is trying to be stopped, and he comes up on Wolf and uses his hands and just like tries to, just knocks him down. And
awesome.
Then the
that's a lot, like,
official
the
said that was against the rules, which I thought was awesome. Lame. I'm like, one thing I didn't understand is, maybe it was against the rules, but like, they're just like running full bore, standing straight up into mm-hmm. the guys
yeah.
who are trying to stop them. Like, don't these people know anything about football? Go low. Or
yeah,
maybe
seriously.
They just.
Or up.
Or
up,
up
or down. You know, maybe like, you know, through the legs or something along those lines. Or if you're really acrobatic, because there was this one guy on there who was of Chinese descent, I believe he had said, and he had this whole acrobatic thing, which is like the most stereotypical thing, whatever. But,
well, yeah.
You know, stereotypes exist for a reason. And he was totally an acrobat. And I'm like, why aren't you jumping over these guys? I mean.
That would have been sweet.
Oh,
run
up
the
totally
wall.
Sweet. It would have been totally sweet. I think
waving as he flies over.
I think it'd be like a pole,
upside down.
Like a pole vault thing, only using his hands. So he'd like go running up on it and just on the shoulders or off the top of the head or something. Maybe that's against the rules. They don't really give you a
no,
primer
they
on
don't.
The rules.
You just hear Hulk Hogan saying brother a lot.
I'm so glad.
Brother!
I'm so glad that Hulk Hogan continues to have a career. Though I do wonder where Mr. T is. Mr. T? Maybe?
Well, he was in the World of Warcraft commercial.
That's true. Oh, that's a badass
that awesome.
Commercial. That was totally badass.
So
back to baseball.
Do you want to say any more about Roger Clemens, or is that enough?
I think
has
that
everyone
Roger,
had the Roger Clemens their
Roger
fill
Clemens
of...
has probably already said enough. We
okay.
don't need to say anything
well,
more for him.
If you're interested in hearing what Mr. Clemens has to say, just go to the internet. I'm sure it's there
oh,
somewhere.
Heavens knows. So next in alphabetical order are... The Brewers.
The Brewers, who made a decent signing this week,
what?
I think.
What's this?
Yes. They signed Mike Cameron to play their
Any
center field.
Any relation to Kirk?
Unlikely.
Candace? I guess it was fun to be the other.
I don't see how he could be one or the other.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to be a
No, the former Red, actually. Mike Cameron went to the Mariners when the Reds traded for
if
Ken
they
Griffey
were
Jr. back
siblings.
In 2000, if you want... Some Sorry. History right there.
Yeah, I did. My brain was still working on that, how you could be related to Kirk and not Candace. Yeah, traded for the with the Griffey, huh?
Yeah, so he's coming back to the NLC.
All right, rock
back
and roll.
Home again. What's interesting about him is they got him very cheap.
Oh,
like
yeah?
Heading into the offseason, he was a free agent, Cameron was, and people were not expecting him to go for very cheap at all. But he ended up signing a $5 million like 1 year contract, I think it was. And people were probably expecting more in the $8 to $10 million range. But in the off season, he results of a test of him being positive for some banned substance was announced. He starts the season with a 25-game suspension.
Well, hell, that's a lot of games.
So that cost him a bid on the free agent market.
He's a pitcher, yes?
No, he's a center fielder.
Center fielder, okay. Well, that would be interesting. I hope that. I wonder if he'll be able to still, you know, play minus the banned substance.
Right. Probably so. Yeah.
Wouldn't be any good.
Just find one that. No, never mind. But one thing him coming to the Brewers will do is it'll cause more some musical chairs with the other starters, the other regulars for the Brewers. They actually, for the third straight year now, Bill Hall will
any
be
relation
forced.
To Carnegie?
That was his last name. And I believe it was Carnegie.
Carnegie. You were saying?
Bill Hall will be playing a third different position for the third straight year.
Really? That's so good that he's flexible.
Yes, very flexible. There is some debate as to whether it's good for his offensive abilities because he's always learning something new, but, you know, they're major leaguers.
What the hell else does he have to do with his day? He's so seriously. I mean, he plays a game for a living.
Yeah.
What are you going to do besides learn how to play it?
But that should help their defense quite a bit because Cameron's bat is a little soft, but he's... Though older, getting up in years, he still plays a pretty good center field.
What do you know?
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
Cardinals.
Ah, Los Cardinals.
Yes.
They traded third baseman.
They did.
With those Blue Jays.
Them there are Blue Jays.
Isn't that funny? When teams trade players. And you see,
it's more like...
Like they swap them.
It's almost like the Blue Jays are trying to collect the Cardinals' 2008 infield. Or 2007 infield. Because they signed Eckstein.
Ah, Eck.
So now they'll have Eckstein and Scott Rolen.
Yeah, and they'll be playing right next to each other. It'll be like old times.
Yeah.
Except
older and not quite as good as before.
Yeah. And both teams are birds.
It's like those high school reunions where you go back and it's just kind of weird.
Yeah. And you're like... Am I going to just keep making the same references I made in high school? Because nobody gets any of my references since then.
Right. I haven't seen you people in 20... how many years has it been? I can't even remember now.
Well, we went to our 10-year reunion.
Okay, 10 years.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's sort of funny. I understand what was up with the cards there. Because they have got this whole thing with what's his name?
You mean the manager.
The manager.
Tony La Russa.
Yeah. TLR.
TLR.
Yeah.
Total Request Live.
Yeah. That's TRL.
You know, I remember...
Total Live
I remember Request. Seeing, and now I feel old, but I remember seeing the premiere of Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle.
Oh, hell.
On TRL. Hosted by Carson Daly.
And then I remember seeing Christina Aguilera's debut on TLR. You don't think so? You think she could do better? I think maybe she could.
I don't know. He seems a little old.
But they had this whole thing.
They had the whole hatred going. And
what the hell?
I don't know. It's not like you expect sports players or managers to behave like
grown-ups
or competent professionals with... Able to do that whole personal professional dichotomy thing. No, that's too much.
I guess.
And it's not like La Russa is renowned for being intelligent or anything. So certainly he's not capable of something like that.
I don't know, man. I guess there are people that you sometimes just hate.
Yeah, it can happen. But it's still funny.
If you can choose not to work with them, all the better. But,
I think it actually turned out pretty well for the Cardinals where they're kind of wanting to get rid of the guy that was. Causing some strife, whether it be in the clubhouse or with just the manager, that's really not the greatest situation for anyone.
Thing about Roland, you know, like when we first started doing the smack talking with Billy Scratcher, and watched the games real closely, I'm like, man, dude, that guy is like 50 years old.
Yeah.
And I was shocked when I'm like, dude, your third baseman is old. And she's like, yeah, he's not that old. And I go and look it up, and he's like 30 or something. And I'm like, holy crap, that guy looks like he's ready for the geriatric ward. What's up with him?
I think he might be grizzled.
Perhaps. A lot of worry in his life, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it's all LaRussa.
Could be.
Maybe he's going to have... he'll move to Canada.
Youthful exuberance.
And he'll eat some poutine and start...
we all start need losing more poutine.
All the lines in his face.
Maybe so. So, who's next in alphabetical order?
Well, the Cardinals did one other thing.
Oh, they did one
since we last recorded. They signed Matt Clement. That's their...
Well, why isn't that on our notes? Oh.
It is.
I see.
Yes, I know. It's tiny text. They signed him. That's their reclamation project this year. For once, not a former Red.
That's nice.
Former Cub.
Yeah, so the Cubs can get shown up on a...
That's right.
Giving up on someone too early.
Though hopefully Clement's time tenure with the Cardinals doesn't end tragically like some others.
Yeah, seriously. What else? Cubs?
Cubs.
Speaking of the Cubs. What's up?
I think they actually haven't done that much. They haven't really signed any players or done anything. Mm-hmm. The only thing they've done in the offseason of note is signing Kosuke Fuwarome.
Uh-huh.
But news has broke in the last week that they're considering selling naming rights to Wrigley Field.
Wait, hold on a second. Can we hold on a second there?
What?
Because you were telling me the other day that the Cubs are currently planning to have...
I meant to add that. I forgot.
Ryan Dempster in their rotation.
Yes, right now. Not only Ryan Dempster, but Jason Marquis will repeat as well.
That's incredible. So,
that's the plan as far from everything I read. I mean, they have other candidates, but he's the favorite.
Dude, we saw. Of course, it's incredible. It was incredible to watch him close for the Cubs because it was like, who is this man? But, you know, we've seen him start. It's not pretty.
It wasn't.
And he looks so very much like the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I just can't get over it. Not related, I realize, but nevertheless, it's what always comes to mind when I see him. But dude, the Cubs gotta maybe allocate their money a little bit better if they're talking about sending him out there on the rotation. Perhaps they should not be
in the fourth or fifth slot. Yeah,
throwing all their money at untested Japanese players and perhaps buy a pitcher.
I don't know. The Cubs are looking a little shaky to me right now for next year.
That's pretty scary, but you know, maybe they'll get the money they need with. The selling of the
Wrigley Field naming rights.
Now, here's a question for you. Haven't the naming rights already been sold to Wrigley? I mean, that is a company.
It's what it looks like. That's what everyone assumes. And that's what I kind of thought,
What, they too. Just named it after the gum?
No, it was actually named after...
They're just like, man, we really like some peppers.
Same guy who created the Wrigley company.
Just like, man...
So, in a way, it is named after Wrigley Chewing Gum, but it's not, like, sponsored. They just named it after the guy.
We just
Because he was a, benefactor or investor or something in the area.
Huh.
However, what would be funny is if they sell the
name. If they sell it to Wrigley.
And Wrigley buys it.
See, that's what they... Well, I don't know how much Wrigley would be willing to spend on that. I don't know.
I don't know. Do ball players chew a lot of gum?
Not chewing gum. They don't seem so concerned about their breath.
They could have the Double Mint Twins appear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, free Wrigley Day.
And then everyone would be spitting it on the field, because this is Chicago, after all. It would be a bad call.
But a lot of people have not liked this
idea,
because it's sacred, even though it is kind of a dump.
Well, maybe it's the reason they've been losing for 100 years.
Maybe.
Maybe they had to go ahead and change the name, see if it changes their luck.
Yeah, though I do hope to see the dump someday. Maybe,
yeah, we'll
maybe
get there.
This next year.
Yeah, they may be tearing it down one of these days, right? We probably.
I would expect so.
Yeah, it's a dump.
It's got some charm, but
well,
yeah,
it's got some ivy.
It's very old.
We've got ivy in our backyard. It's not this backyard.
Not this backyard.
Our other backyard.
Our other backyard.
If anyone's looking to buy a house, we have one we can't sell. What else?
Hall of Fame voting was really. Mainly Cub related this year. The guy who got voted in, only one person, Goose Gossage. He pitched for the Cubs for 1 year.
Yeah,
I think he pitched for the Pirates 1 year too. But he was mainly known for being with
Goose.
Other teams. Goose.
Goose.
What's funny about him was when he was asked when he was asked about steroids, he said, "Chances are, I probably would have done it too."
Yeah, like it's. Would have, like, as if they didn't exist then or something?
No, they weren't. nearly as
they weren't all that
available or back in the 70s and 80s when he pitched.
Awesome. Yeah. See, that's classy. That's what makes you.
He waited until after he was voted in to say this, to reveal this, to be, you know, be honest.
He should be like, steroids, I'm doing them now.
It is kind of funny, though. It's like, well, yeah, I think that's what the Mitchell Report showed. It's like, anyone will do this to try to heal faster or to prolong their career. It's just, there's so much money involved.
That's true.
It's a worthwhile investment. Yeah. Up until...
And risk.
There was no risk up until the Mitchell Report, really.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because they'd, like, kept it this big freaking secret. Even if you, you know, we were caught and you were suspended and stuff, it was like, nobody can know.
Yeah.
Well, you will let you fake an injury so that you can think that people can think that you're out for a different reason.
In other Hall of Fame related news, Andre Dawson was not voted in again.
I don't know who that is.
He was a big time Cubs player in throughout the 80s.
Related to Richard Dawson?
No.
Let's play the feud.
No, definitely not. He managed to win the MVP for a last place Cubs team, which sounds redundant, last place Cubs team, but, you know.
Well,
he was pretty good.
I mean, losing Cubs team, that would be redundant. Last place, I mean, that's something special.
Last place and losing.
Yeah.
He had some impressive years. His output and ability to produce was cut short or diminished by some...
By lack of steroids?
Lack of cartilage in his knees, basically. Yeah.
I get all
he was a gritty player. He worked through some serious pain.
I get really queasy thinking about cartilage. Let's change the subject.
Okay. Well, he didn't make it in.
Aw.
I think he's probably worthy. He's kind of... But, you know, maybe he'll have a good year this year. Hmm. Obviously, Goose Gossage did last season. I'm not sure how he did it, but he's apparently good enough this year, and he wasn't the several years before.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either. Is it like comparison? Like, well, compared to those other guys, you sucked, but compared to these guys, yeah, okay, we'll let you in.
I don't know.
Is it like purgatory? You have to like work off some of your sins? Like,
no, if only there were a system to do that.
You worked off a bunch of your crap, and then McGuire would get right to it.
What's great is if you, as a player, are mean to the writers.
Yeah.
They hold grudges for a very long time. Like another guy.
So it's like Sean Casey going in the first year.
Like, I think there's another guy. I think it's the Red Sox. Jim Rice was an outfielder. You look at his stats. It's like, yeah, he's probably a Hall of Famer and like nothing. It's just like he was not particularly personable.
Yeah. Related to Glenn Rice.
Glengarry, Glenn Ross. I don't know.
And then
The lowly pirates.
Alas. Avast. Avast, mateys. Hey, they're building that that baseball academy in the Dominican Republic. It's about damn time.
Yes, about what, 5 to 10 years after they probably should have done it?
No joke. I was reading like the story about it and it's like what them and like the Royals or something that don't have a significant presence in the Dominican Republic.
Awesome.
So they're finally getting their act together. I don't know whether like the Dominican Republic is gonna be the answer to all of their problems, but at least it's, you know, getting them on par with
another
everyone else.
Source, yeah. Other than that, they've like signed a bunch of minor leaguers, people, another players to minor league contracts with invitation to spring training. It's
same old story.
Same old stuff. Well, not exactly. Littlefield had a penchant for signing one old, too expensive free agent, and they seem to have avoided that with the new GM so far, which is good. I kind of quibble with the minor league people they're signing, the people they're signing to minor leagues. You know, I guess they have to field teams, but it's like I'd rather to see them focus their attention on actually improving the team instead of, I don't know, hoping to catch lightning in a bottle for 1 year. You know
who I think would fit in nicely on the Pirates would be Scott Hatterberg. They seem like he could be that too old free agent.
There you go.
Except he's not a free agent. You know, once he's a free agent again, then he'll be even older.
Next year, there you go.
Yeah,
maybe maybe next year he can join.
Dude, remember that year when the Pirates were fielding like the entire Reds opening day lineup?
That was.
And they had like Randa, Casey.
And Casey.
It seemed like there was someone else involved too.
Was that when they had Pokey Reese or was that? I can't
someone
remember.
And the joke I made was that they were going to call a Larkin out of retirement. Complete it.
Yeah.
You know, Larkin and Randa never played together. I kind of miss Randa. Where the hell is he these days? He retired?
He retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah, he was nice. It would have been nicer to see him younger with the Reds for longer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was stuck in Kansas City for a very long time.
Going to Kansas City.
No, Kansas he'll never come City. Back.
Yeah, but yeah, LaRue's back.
Oh,
he's in St. Right. Louis now.
And he won his round.
He totally.
Of the hottest yeah. ballers.
Yeah, he smoked them. And I recently got a comment on that post about somebody who said he was so hot. He is pretty good looking. You know, I've been saying that since the beginning. That's been like...
Since the beginning of time.
Since like that's like post number two on redhotmama.com.
I don't think it was.
Something along
post
those lines.
Number one was about Sean Casey's car, and then there were some spring training diaries.
His car?
Yeah.
Yeah. That does seem sort of familiar.
I think, yeah.
Good times.
Yes.
Those are the days, huh? That was before it was called Red Hot Mama.
Yes, that was before you had built this thriving industry.
That's when it was on readachew.com/Amanda. Yeah.
And that's back when it was all Reds.
That wasn't that long. It's been all Reds pretty recently. And in fact, it's pretty hard to get it away from the Reds. It's people still pretty much think of it as a Red site.
Sure.
But, you know,
yeah.
That's all right. It's a slow transition. I'm enjoying the other teams right now. I'm starting to get into it. I'm looking forward to spring training and the beginning of the season and seeing what I can learn about the rest of them. But I'm definitely far more educated on the Reds than
everyone
else. Yeah,
it's kind of funny. Like, yeah, he was, and he did, I don't know who these other people are.
Yeah, I know. I pretty much can relate everything back to the Reds, and that's all.
Speaking of, they're the last team.
Ah, the Reds. Last in alphabetical order. First in our hearts. Last in our hearts.
Usually third or fourth in division.
No, this is good. This is going to be this could be a tagline for Red Hot Mama. The Reds, last in alphabetical order, first in your hearts, usually third or fourth in the division. It's kind of long for a tagline.
It is a little long. We might need to find an editor.
Oh my gosh, how much do I love them bringing Walt Jocketty on? So much. So much.
Yeah.
It's wonderful in so many ways. It's wonderful in the way that I think that it's got to scare the heck out of Krivsky.
Right. If he wasn't worried before or, you know, didn't have his buttocks clenched before with worry.
I think that he's always got his buttocks clenched just from the expressions I've seen on his face when I've seen him in person. He never literally looks like he's chilling.
No, he never has seemed to me like he's enjoying at all his job. And I know it's a stressful position, but, you know, sometimes relax.
Well, you know,
enjoy what you have while you have it.
What are you doing it for if not to enjoy it? You know? You're just putting yourself in agony?
Yeah.
I just like hurting myself. So I'm excited about that, and maybe he'll actually, you know, help.
Well, he was brought on, Walt Jocketty was brought on as a special advisor to the Red CEO.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Bob Castellini.
Uncle Bob.
Bobbo.
Bobbo.
And he'll be reporting directly to Bob. So that'll be interesting. So hopefully it's like a sounding board to help prevent the catastrophe that... befell the Reds.
So yeah, exactly. What will this role be? It'll be like Krivsky will come in and I'll be like, hey, I want to trade two position players.
I want to trade Homer Bailey, Joey Votto, and Edwin Encarnacion for Eric Bedard.
And then like Bobbo will look over at Jocketty, and Jocketty will slowly shake his head. No!
Shake his head, look down, close
and then
his eyes.
And then Bobbo will push a button and Krivsky will get an electric shock.
Or fall in the trapdoor.
I wish I had better, like, flash animation skills.
Better.
I wish I had any flash animation skills, but you know, I can do a mean flip book. Maybe that will be Red Hot Mama's book next year. We didn't do a book this year.
No.
Because, you know, after our last book sold one copy. But, yeah. You know. So maybe we'll consider the flip book next year. I've been thinking about a calendar. I'm not sure exactly what we can get away with doing picture-wise. Because,
you could
make
it all you, baby.
I could make it all me. But that wouldn't be very sportsy.
We Well, we could put a...
I know. I could buy, like, different jerseys and wear those and scantily, you know, clad pictures and stuff. I could do all, like, Alyssa Milano clothes. I'm a little fat for Alyssa Milano clothes. You kind of have to be perfect to wear Alyssa Milano's clothes.
Without breasts, too.
Because Alyssa Milano's...
Those, those kind of...
That's true.
...get in the way of the shirts.
That's true. You've got a good point there. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. But I, you know, I was thinking actually of taking pictures in the stadiums.
Right.
And we could still be in them. Though I don't know why people would want a calendar of us.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, this is neither here nor there. We were talking about Walt Jocketty.
Yes.
I'm so pleased he's there.
Yeah.
I really look forward to seeing how
it'll
that changes.
It'll be interesting.
Out.
Like, I don't know. It seems to me that it's probably Kriske's last year to do anything. Like, if there's not significant improvement this year, mm-hmm. like, well, there's the replacement. I mean,
yeah, no kidding.
How can you look at it as anything but that?
What is, what's his contract status?
I believe...
This is either his last year or it's the year after that, right?
Yeah, I think he has one more year after this one, but I'm not...
He's right to be on the chopping block.
Yeah.
If things don't go his way, and you know, given the fact that Dusty Baker is in the Reds' future, I'm thinking things might not go his way. We'll just have to see how that goes.
We'll have to see how that plays out.
You know,
out.
It's funny when we were at Christmas, when we were at my brother's house for Christmas, my other brother Matt was saying how good the Reds he thought the Reds were going to be this year. I'm like, why do you think that? He's like, they got Dusty Baker. Like, what? He's like, no, he's a good manager. Where were you? But, you know,
he's always, yeah.
But I mean,
that last year with the Cubs was by far his worst year as a manager ever.
I mean, do people remember that this is the guy who said, "Well, I don't know why they don't go out and practice."
Yeah, that was also in that last year of the Cubs. There was something weird.
I don't like walks. I don't like
clogs
walks.
Up the bases.
Clogs up the bases.
Yes, it'll be interesting this year with Adam Dunn on the team.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And also on the team, Bronson Arroyo.
That's right, Bronson. Red Hot Mama favorite, Bronson Arroyo. We just love to make fun of Bronson Arroyo because he is really so pathetic, isn't he?
He had a concert in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, he had this...
Changed the lyrics to a song.
To the song Boston.
Was
and,
it?
And, yeah.
I didn't recognize the song.
I don't know the song either, but it was a song called Boston, and he sang his melodic love song to Boston. Oh, I gotta get out of Cincinnati. I love you guys so much. And then, like, I got a comment on that post on Red Hot Mama that said, oh, he told C. Trent Rosecrans that he was just having fun. Like, dude, is this fun? Oh, I gotta get out of Cincinnati. I know that's what I say whenever I'm trying to get a laugh.
I know. Well, you know, maybe he's working on his sense of humor.
A pathetic sense of humor. Well, that could be.
You don't start off with hilarious zingers.
No, maybe not. I do feel bad for the guy because he seems kind of pathetic, but I shouldn't feel bad for him because, you know, he's totally rich and has women running all over him. So, you know, I don't have any women after me, except for maybe a few.
Right.
So is that all that we've got? Have we reached the end of the alphabetical order?
There's nothing after Reds.
We don't have any Yankees in this division.
Only former ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And preview and a future.
That's true. All right. Well, I think that's probably enough for considering that it's been the last few weeks that really haven't had much happen.
Yeah, but
we certainly
pitchers and catchers report. That's like a month away.
I know, I'm psyched.
It's like the 13th and 14th. Every team has slightly different dates, but that's right in the middle of February.
It's all the this is the time of year when all the caravans come through, and like several teams have caravans coming through. The Cubs just had their convention last weekend. Man, they had some stars show up. People, that thing is sold out.
Was that last weekend? I thought that was this coming.
Mm-hmm. Last weekend. So all sold out, and I know the Astros have their caravan coming around. The Reds have their caravan dates announced. I think maybe I saw that the Pirates did too. I'm not another team did. I don't remember who it is, but
yep.
So all of you baseball fans can
start to drum up support.
Can get out of your snow-covered cars and go out to your local restaurant or, in the case of the Reds, car dealership,
right?
And see some perhaps one position player and or actually probably one pitcher, relief pitcher probably, and some guy from the minor leagues. That's probably what you're going to see.
And a guy who. Was with the team 10 years ago.
Yeah, probably. 10 years might be actually kind of not long enough. Mm, I think they hauled Joe around last year, didn't they?
Probably.
So it could be. Mays. What's his first name?
Lee.
Lee Mays. Lee May, not Lee Mays. May or Mays?
Mays.
Lee Mays. Yeah, he went around with the caravan one time, I think. And I mean, that's no 10 years ago.
No, definitely not.
So, yeah. So one old dude, probably a broadcaster, probably a relief pitcher, probably some guy from AA.
And sounds for like one of the spots, there'll be an actual star of the team.
And you'll get to, like, stand in
so if you're lucky enough to be there.
Stand in your line of, what I love
stand
about going to
the line of 500 people. And
I love going to the caravan because I go through the autograph line and I don't want any autographs. I just want to say hi. And they're, like, totally lost. They have, like, no idea. Like, what? You don't want an autograph? Oh.
Yes. Play with the players.
They're lost.
Yes.
And, like, then when I whip out my my digital recorder
when
and
you
I
whip out what?
I whip out my iRiver and I'm like, can I ask you a few questions? Then they're like, yeah. Totally stunned. So that's what we have to look forward to. I'm so excited. So,
we'll have to see if any Cubs caravans come close enough to visit.
We should look. They might be. Maybe over on the northwest side.
There you go.
All right. Well, until then, keep on hanging in there, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
The Red Hot Broadcast is produced weekly, most of the time. Let us know what you think by leaving a review on iTunes or a comment on the blog at red-hot-mama.com.